561-3000, or you can direct connect to their website under our business sponsors. Just go to WTRJTheTruth.com.
The Florida Georgia Truth Network, on the air in St. Mary's at 91.3. Let's Face the Issues is a daily broadcast ministry of First Conservative Baptist Church with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Dr. Youngblood is also the founder, president of Conservative Theological University. Let's Face the Issues broadcast deals with real issues facing our culture today from a biblical perspective. God created three institutions, the home, government, and the church. Therefore, any issue that is harmful or has a negative impact on either of these institutions will be carefully dealt with and confronted from a biblical worldview. Too often, good people are afraid to confront serious issues that are attacking the church, the home, and Christians. We must stand against the enemies of the family and the church. Tune in each day for another broadcast of Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. Here is Dr. Youngblood with Let's Face the Issues.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, ladies and gentlemen. We're always delighted to have you on board as we face the issues. You make our program. It is you, our listener, that we have designed this broadcast around. The format is based on a question and answer developmental review of the issue each and every day. So therefore, we invite you to call. And lest I forget it, that telephone number is 904-831-0917, 904-831-0917. We'll be talking about an issue today that I believe should interest, concern every listener. It should grasp the attention of every Christian, every conservative, and patriot in America today. That issue is the race for global control. We are in a race for global control. You may not recognize it. The number of people that are not putting the pieces of the puzzle together to analyze cause and effect. Perhaps you're wondering, why is it that we're having so many different issues? And as we put the pieces of the puzzle together, we must understand that we have an individual in the Oval Office that is a puppet for the globalists that want to destroy the sovereignty of America. And in doing so, these globalists are using the power of fear to control our thoughts, to control our mood, to control our agreement, to submit to multitudes of things that the government, i.e. our government, and global governance, that's imposing upon Americans today. Now, one of the major areas is that of climate change and health under the guise of COVID-19 and the mutations thereof for the onslaught of what World Health Organization says is another pandemic. We're going to talk about that today, and we invite you to prayerfully listen, join in the dialogue, the discussion, as we face the issues of the day. And may I remind you, when we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of Scripture. It's not based on some ideological bent or denominational dogma or philosophical rhetoric or political position. In fact, I have shared this verse many times on this broadcast, but in Proverbs chapter 29 and verse 2, the Scripture is very, very clear when it says, when the righteous are in authority, the people rejoice. But when the wicked beareth rule, the people mourn. And I believe we're in a state of mourning today, perhaps as never before in our great nation. And as a result of that, I am concerned about where we're going in relationship to the future of America's sovereignty. I look at Proverbs chapter 14 and verse 34. Righteousness, that is rightness before God, exalteth, that means to lift up, to build up, to glorify a nation. But sin is a reproach. It is a dishonor. It is a shame. It's an insult to any people. And ladies and gentlemen, I believe we're living in the era of being a reproach to all nations. We're watching all nations today laugh at us, mock at America, as they see the cognitively depleted Joe Biden on the public public forefront on an international scene when he cannot communicate. Now, if it were not so sad, it'd be laughable. Joe Biden cannot help his mental acuity and its decline. But his handlers are using him simply as a puppet. I believe it is globalists like Klaus Schwab with the World Economic Forum, Bill Gates, George Soros, the Clinton administration's Clinton Foundation, etc., etc., that are behind the scene as the globalists, with Barack Hussein Obama being the puppeteer and Joe Biden being the puppet. Now, that's my opinion. You may have a different opinion. That's fine. But I believe that's what we're faced with. And as a result of that, I believe we're on the fast track, rapidly headed toward losing the sovereignty in America and surrendering that sovereignty to globalists that do not care anything about America or the American people. They're using different tools, different instruments, different fear tactics. 2 Timothy chapter 1, verse 7 says, God's not given us a spirit of fear, but yet it is fear that brings about the willingness to submit and surrender to the globalist mentality, the process, and the ultimate goals. So, ladies and gentlemen, as we face the issues, we do so based on the authority of the Scripture. And as we look at the Scripture, we see in John 8, 31 and 32, the Lord Jesus, speaking to his disciples, said, if you continue in my word, then you're my disciples indeed, and you shall know the truth. The truth shall make you free. It is the truth factor that is so vitally important today. It was Jesus himself in John 14, 6 says, I am truth. John 17, 17, God's word gives us a declaratory statement about his word. Thy word is truth. Not some truth, partial truth, or little truth, but thy word is truth. In Psalms 117 and in verse 2, the scripture says the truth of the Lord endures forever. And may I say, it is truth that matters. I'm looking at a photograph of the back of a transport truck in Portland, Oregon, apparently. A friend of ours and a listener of this broadcast, Patty, that lives out in Portland, Oregon, sent this to me. And it says, truth matters. Under the large letters, truth matters, it says 2000mules.com and truethevote.com. Both of those, ladies and gentlemen, websites, I believe you need to take a look at. I'm familiar with the two of them. And it is truth that matters. And it's in both of those that brings about the truth that's being rejected today by every political machine in Washington and across the nation, and state after state after state. But it's truth that matters. And yet it was George Orwell, the secularist of yesteryear, that said the further a society drifts from the truth, the more we'll hate those who speak it. And we find that to be factually true today. It was the former U.S. Senator Jim DeMint that said America's decline is linked to the death of truth. In America, we no longer seek the truth. The latest survey shows that the 55% of the millennials, 18 to 35-year-old age group, say that each person determines his or her own version of truth. Ladies and gentlemen, there's not but one version of truth. Anything else is a nuance of truth. Anything else is a part of truth. Anything else is a fragment of truth. There's not but one truth. It was the 15th century theologian and church reformer Jan Hus that said, faithful Christians seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth. And that's my challenge each and every day on this broadcast, that you'll seek the truth. And as I've said so often, You won't find it on the Communist Network News. You'll not find the truth out of Chuck Schumer and the AOC and the other three. By the way, just a little footnote on that. Chuck Schumer loudly screaming into his microphone when he was saying it's the Republicans that killed the bill, the $118 billion border bill, the immigration bill. Has nothing to do with immigration in that bill. $118 billion. Had all to do with funneling more money through the back door of Ukraine for Joe Biden and the Biden family cabal. It had some to do with the immigration because it would have given the Biden administration greater latitude for bringing in more illegal invaders. I'm thankful that it's been rejected. And as Mike Johnson, the Speaker of the House, said, when it comes to the House, it's dead on arrival. I'm thankful that we have some that have backbone enough to say no to a Biden administration attempt to undermine, tear down, and destroy, further tear down and destroy America's sovereignty. But faithful Christians, seek the truth, listen to the truth, learn the truth, love the truth, tell the truth, live the truth, and defend the truth even to death. Jan Hus, the 15th century theologian and church reformist, yet. Ladies and gentlemen, this portion of today's broadcast is sponsored by Tools for Time. Tools for Time is an outdoor power equipment dealership company specializing in the turnkey business packages for individuals looking to own your own landscape or lawn care business. Tools for Time carries the full line of equipment with homeowner brands like Honda and Echo. Tools for Time carries the full line of hurricane preparedness equipment with the full line of Honda generators. And ladies and gentlemen, Tools for Time has a knowledgeable staff that can answer all of your questions about the power backup equipment. The knowledgeable staff at Tools for Time can answer your questions about the professional as well as the homeowner brand landscape and lawn care equipment. Tools for Time is located at 11291 Old San Augustine Road. That's right at the intersection of I-295 Beltway and Old San Augustine Road. There's a benchmark, an identifier, gigantic flagpole, 165-foot flagpole, with a huge, huge, huge American flag flowing at the top of the flagpole. Find that flag in the flagpole. Base the flagpole, you'll find the home of Tools for Time. But wait, wait, wait. There's some good, good news. Tools for Time is now hiring all positions, house and grounds maintenance, mechanics and technicians, inside and outside sales, customer service representatives, and much, much more. Tools for Time is a great place to work. It's a family-friendly oriented environment that you're working in. Tools for Time is closed on Sunday, allowing the entire staff of Tools for Time to worship in the house of God with the family of God, as God's word ordained it to be so. Drop by Tools for Time, make an application for employment, wait for an interview, see what God does placing in the family of Tools for Time. ToolsForTime.com, ToolsForTime.com. Ladies and gentlemen, let me remind you once again, that telephone number is 904-831-0917. Your call goes directly through to our studios, right to our microphones, so that we can entertain your questions, comments, dialogue, and discussion on the issue of today. But ladies and gentlemen, listen, make no mistake about it. We're in the final battle for the very existence of America. Now, perhaps you ask the question, why should a Christian be concerned? If we lose our sovereignty, we lose our constitutional rights. If we lose our constitutional rights, embedded in those rights, the Bill of Rights, which gives us religious liberties, the freedom of speech, and I could go on and on and on with our liberties. If we lose our sovereignty, we have no, zip, zero, no guarantee of liberties embedded in our founding documents. What do we do as Christians if it becomes illegal to preach the gospel? What do we do as Christians, as churches, if it becomes illegal to have a church? What do we do as Christians if there's the monitoring of everything that's said and the control of everything that's done, whether it's at home or individually or in the pulpits, where there's a total dominating control by the thugs in charge? You find that in North Korea. You find that in Iran. You find that in Cuba. You find that in China. You find that in Russia. And when I say that, I'm talking about the monitoring of and the controlling of all that's said and done, with a total disdain for anything that's called Christian liberties. In fact, you don't find Christian liberties any place but in America. There's a modicum of it, perhaps you could call in other nations, even in the Western Hemisphere, in Canada. Religious liberties have gone out the window. If we treasure our religious liberties, our freedom of speech, our right to keep and bear arms, if we treasure the Fourth Amendment, our right to not be, how would you say, listened to, or pried upon, or investigated, or searched without a warrant, if we treasure that, we need to take a stand today. We need to take a stand now while there's yet opportunity and freedom that we have in America to worship freely, to speak freely, to the right to keep and bear arms, the right to protect our bodies and our lives. They're finding in places like New York, places like Washington, D.C., Chicago, and I could go on and on across the nation's stretch from east to west coast and from north to south, and point out to you how we're finding an interruption, a disruption of what we would call safety and security, because the lurching forward of the cancel culture and the progressive society, where law enforcement is spurned, where police officers are prosecuted for carrying out their duties and responsibilities, where police officers on the streets of New York now can be beaten publicly, and the thugs that did it locked up, released with no bail, and now lost someplace in society, they'll never, in my opinion, never be caught, tried, and convicted. I know they claim recently that three of them have been caught in Phoenix. That was not the three, not part of the four that beat the police officers up in New York. So the point I'm making, we're watching the loss, the evisceration, the annihilation, the destruction of our sovereignty in America. You might say, well, that doesn't affect our city. That doesn't affect me, so it's okay. Ladies and gentlemen, it is not okay. We're watching today there those powerful people, the ruthless organizations that are at work to undermine the sovereignty of America and allow the global elitists to control our world. And ladies and gentlemen, the Biden administration, in my most humble opinion, I believe is simply a small cog in the large wheel of globalism. Today, the World Health Organization is working around the clock to control what we drive, where we go, what we eat, and to control our health care, as it is called. And the Biden administration, ladies and gentlemen, continues to surrender American sovereignty over to the thugs at the World Health Organization. Already, the World Health Organization says climate change is a looming health pandemic. Now, listen to me very carefully. When we talk about the World Health Organization, we're talking about the United Nations and a division thereof. We're talking about something other than the sovereign control of America's destiny in the hands of a group of thugs, tyrants, terrorists that's in control of the World Health Organization. That as it stands at this moment, let me just fast forward. As it stands at this moment, with the treaty that Joe Biden has already signed over American sovereignty to through the treaty with the World Health Organization, the final leg of that will be codified this May. And if it goes through with the final stages, America will have lost, L-O-S-T, you understand that word? We will have lost our sovereignty as a nation. And the World Health Organization will use the tools in their toolbox, which right now the major thing is the change, the call of climate change. That's a looming health pandemic, they say. It is the World Health Organization that now says that we must stop eating meats. It's the World Health Organization today that continues to tell us that the COVID-19 pandemic is not over, that the COVID variants are continuing and will bring about another pandemic, global health emergency. Ladies and gentlemen, I'm looking at an article that I want to read a portion of for us. It is something that we need to look at and commend Governor Ron DeSantis for his insight and wisdom in this matter. Grand jury, colon, government response to COVID really about one thing. Dated February the 6th, 2024. A grand jury in Florida has that received the government's response to the coronavirus pandemic, which killed millions around the globe after it emerged from a Chinese lab experimenting on bat viruses, found it was all about control. C-O-N-T-R-O-L. That's a grand jury in the state of Florida. Let me just read three brief paragraphs from this four-page article. The first report from the grand jury only confirms that we knew from the beginning of COVID crisis, explained Liberty Counsel Chief Matt Staver, whose organization has battled the unconstitutional actions taken by the government against private and religious individuals and organizations under the guise of COVID. This article further reads, it is no surprise that the government's response inflicted devastating collateral damage on Floridians and the nation. Common sense tells us that extended use of masks, lockdowns, social distancing, school closures harm people and results in severe social distress. End quote. Further, it states the government's response to the crisis had nothing to do with science. Rather, it was all about control. And this writer says, the question is, we must never let this happen again. Matt Staver comments were in response to the release of an initial report from the Florida's 22nd statewide grand jury. Its interim report found that masks and social distancing lockdowns were ineffective and did not significantly change the overall risk of COVID SARS-19 virus. The report stems from the request in 2022 by Governor Ron DeSantis for the Florida Supreme Court to call a grand jury to investigate pharmaceutical manufacturers and other medical associations or organizations for crimes and wrongdoing committed against Floridians related to COVID-19 and the COVID-19 shots, end quote. Ladies and gentlemen, I commend him for that. And the findings of that grand jury are generally a summarization of what I've said for 3 years on this broadcast. If you've listened on a regular basis, you understand my position. You understand what I have said, that the COVID-19 shots are a farce, in fact, I've repeated over and over again when it comes to the so-called protection with the mask. There have been 146 different mask studies. They've not found one study that proved any efficacy in the wearing of a mask to prevent COVID or to prevent the transition or transmission of COVID or any other pathogen. And yet we have those today, ladies and gentlemen, in the World Health Organization that's on the very verge, hear me, on the very verge of instituting a global lockdown, a global mask mandate, a global requirement for getting some type death jab that's called COVID vaccination. And that's bad enough. But ladies and gentlemen, they're talking about trying to force Americans to eat bugs, crickets, and other varmints to protect Mother Earth. In fact, today, according to the World Health Organization and the World Economic Forum, farming is equated to genocide, because if you farm, the cattle and the flatulence from the cattle will cause major climate change. Secondly, if you're farming and you use pesticides or fertilizers, that's going to destroy Mother Earth. Therefore, across the nation, across the world, around the globe, there are those today, there are those governmental associations, the governmental thugs that are now enforcing the destruction of cattle farming, and the raising of cattle, because it's supposed to be bad. This is the reason there's a future famine that's already hitting the continent of Africa. And according to the research that I've done, will eventually be a global problem as a result of shutting down farms and prosecuting farmers and saying that farmers cannot carry out the work of farming. I'm looking at a brief article. It says farmers protesting against Agenda 2030. 2030 agenda, by the way, is to have zero emissions in multiple European nations, including France, Italy, the Netherlands. And this footnote in this article says, no farms, no food, and no future. And we're on the fast track for that. And if we continue to submit our sovereignty to the World Health Organization, we will destroy the freedoms that we have in America. That's my position. That's my point. That's my challenge. That's my concern even today. We're in a foot race, a fast race for global control. The telephone is 904-831-0917. 904-831-0917. What say you? Do you believe that we're in a foot race? Do you believe that we're on a fast track for global governance, global control? Or do you believe that we're losing our sovereignty? Part of the way that we're losing our sovereignty, by the way, is by the millions of illegal invaders that's coming across the border. Illegal invaders crossing the border. And by the way, I was saddened to see that the head of the Department of Human Services, not Human Services, but the National Immigration Head, that they refused to have enough, we didn't have enough Republicans with spine to vote to impeach Mayorkas, or however you pronounce the man's name. But I find it egregious that we failed to do that. Of course, it would have been worthless. He would have not stepped down. He would have refused to do so. But ladies and gentlemen, listen very carefully. We're on the fast track for that. Already the World Health Organization says that climate change is a looming health pandemic, that it's on the way. We're on the fast track for doing that. They're saying that we're going to have another COVID-19 or its variant pandemic. They say that COVID-19 is not over, but yet I'm reading an article that says COVID vaccine maker monitored popular critics of the jab, dated January the 16th, 2024, collaborated with, listen to what this article says, collaborated with ex-FBI and Secret Service and analysts to influence online disclosure. The article reads in part, pharmaceutical giant Moderna tracked the content of the popular media personalities who were critical of COVID-19 vaccine, seeking to censor what the company deemed as misinformation or disinformation, according to an investigation published Tuesday. Moderna monitored the content of the independent journalist Alex Bernstein, comedian Russell Brand, and journalist Michael Schellenberg to search for so-called vaccine misinformation, according to the investigation published. Moderna worked with the Public Good Project, that's the PGP, a pharmaceutical industry-backed nonprofit, to collaborate with governments and social media platforms to police vaccine misinformation, as they call it, online. Part of the investigation found the organization's website listed media monitoring and misinformation alerts as some of its services. It distributes talking points to the network of 45,000 healthcare professionals. And ladies and gentlemen, it goes on with details about how the information being transmitted on online services were monitored, sequestered, and counted and called misinformation and disinformation. It says fears about side effects of long-term dangers are major reasons of the control factor for COVID-19 information. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to continue our thought today. The race for global control. We've got top of the hour news right after the news. We'll be right back. Don't turn your dials as we continue to face the issues.
This is Let's Face the Issues with Dr. Gene A. Youngblood. from First Conservative Baptist Church and Conservative Theological